Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. And Lord, we're just asking, God, right now that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And if you see the screen back here, I've entitled this morning's message, Drawing Closer to Jesus. Drawing Closer to Jesus. And I was sitting before the Lord this week, and I happened to just turn on, you know, the television, and here comes another news flash, here comes another mass shooting. And it seems like we're having mass shootings every week now. Never before in the history of our country has we seen violence so overwhelming. It has infiltrated our land. And I said, Lord, why is this happening now? And God clearly spoke to me. There's an agenda from the evil one who has infiltrated this land. And it started about 40, 45 years ago. But their whole object was to remove God out of the schools. Once they removed God out of the schools, starting with elementary, then middle school, then high school, and then now colleges, there's no more spiritual authority left. In other words, the conscience of just normal men and women who have no mind of God becomes seared like a hot iron. And now you're seeing so many different groups of agendas coming out that are totally contrary to the Word of God. And we see this happening right before us, but I truly believe the church is like this. The pulpits no longer have courage to speak truth. And so God said, the unbelievers will never hear you because they don't have ears to hear and eyes to see. You need to strengthen the church. You need to strengthen the church because we're born of God. We're the children of God. Amen? And so if we're born of God, God lets us know the times and the seasons that we're living. And we need to get on board with God right now because we're seeing all kinds of wickedness across the land. Isn't it? It's wicked, isn't it? I remember back when I was just maybe 9 years old, 10 years old. And it was Leave It to Beaver. How many remember Leave It to Beaver? Okay, I'm going to go a little further. Lost in Space. Okay. Father Knows Best. Marcus Welby, MD. That's when the doctor would come to your house. Huh. You know, those were times, that was a season, that was a time where it was not violent in our streets. There was no wickedness on television. They didn't have two men in a tub. They didn't have the same sex necking with one another on a commercial. We didn't see none of these abominations, which they are today. They're an abomination. I hope you know that. It's offensive to God. But back then, I remember you can ride your bikes till 9 o'clock if your parents allowed it. But you would be safe. There was no one there to abduct you. There was no drive-bys. Now you have to lock every window and door. And have a fortified alarm system. Cameras in your home. We're seeing the decay of this nation right before our eyes. And so I said, God, what's the fix? What's the fix to this? And God spoke clearly. Tell the people to draw close to me now. It's time to draw close to me. Not to the pastor, not to the elder, but to Jesus. I'm just the messenger delivering the mail this morning. You could take this letter and write on it, send it back. Return to sender. Or you can open up the mail and then say, oh God, let this be bitter maybe, but then let it become honey in my soul. Amen? Because a lot of times when we see things that are not right and we speak about them, the enemy doesn't like it. And right now, I've read several polls, several conservative news feeds, and guess what? The Christian church is now the enemy to the culture. We're the enemy to the culture. Why? Because everything that they are doing that's an abomination to God, when we speak about it, they cry foul. They make a tizzy out of it. And I hope you know that as far as us as conservatives and as born-again believers, we truly outnumber them. They're just a small little voice, but they have a larger megaphone than us. They have the media. And when you have the media on your side, you will just see what they want you to see. But I'm here to let you know, greater is he that lives in us than he that's in the world. Can I get amen? Amen. You have to know that God is with us, that God will raise us up for such a time as this. Amen. And I truly believe that if we draw closer to God, God's going to do the miraculous in your life. Amen. Thank you, Lord. How many believe in miracles? Yes. Amen. Amen. The key is draw close to him. Just say, God, I want to be close to you because I know you have the best for my life. The world has nothing to offer you but disappointment, setback. And so we're going to be in the Word of God, and we're going to have some questions that are going to challenge us this morning. And sometimes we need to be challenged in our faith, our own faith. Why? Because the culture, I call it the cancel culture, has infiltrated not just our society, but they have crept into the church. And we need to get it out of the church. Can I get amen? We need to get it. And the way to get it out is to draw close to the Lord, hide God's word in your heart, and walk in the call in your life. Can I get amen? So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to James chapter 4. And let's read verses 6 through 10. And then we're going to ask God to have his way. And it reads, but he gives more grace. Look at that. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Did you catch that phrase right there? Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. That's a promise from him. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Look at this in verse 9. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Here's the key. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. He will lift you up. It's all about submitting to God. It's all about saying, God, I'm submitting my life to you. You are God. I am not. And I'm your child. And I want to learn to obey you, God. Are we going to be perfect? No. But God sees the heart when you're striving for perfection, meaning despite of myself, despite of my shortcomings, I want to do the right thing before you, God. So when you have that mindset of pleasing God, drawing close to him, want to be in his presence, want to follow him, let me tell you, blessings start falling on you. Yes. They will chase after you. Quite contrary to those who want to do their own thing and want to live a life of rebellion toward God. He withholds his blessings. He lets you go ahead and stumble and fall until you cry uncle again. Remember that? Put somebody in a headlock, I'll let you go, say uncle. Oh, well, I've been there. Listen, every now and then we've been to the whooping shed with God. I don't like it there. I learned many times, oh no, I can't do that, I can't say that, I won't, uh-uh. So look at this, saints. Our culture today is not a friend to the Christians. Saints of God, therefore we must learn to live in a world that's opposed. What is it opposed to? It's opposed to our beliefs, our values, our lifestyles, without ever being overcome by it. And that's what happened to the church in Corinth. Paul had the same issue. Listen, nothing has changed underneath our sun. Can I get amen? We can look back thousands of years ago and nothing has changed. Why? Because we still live in this sinful body. And we need a Savior. How many believe we need a Savior? Come on, we need God, don't we? You see, they compromised with the culture around them during Corinth's time. And they couldn't receive Paul's message to them as spiritually mature believers. Why? Because Paul mentions they were like infants. They were just feeding on milk. And you look at the church abroad, here's where the epidemic is in the church. It's not so much of sin. You could talk about sin all day long. We all know we fall short. The Bible says we've all sinned, fall short of the glory of God. But what's the epidemic in the church? Most Christians are Bible illiterate. They don't know the Word of God. They don't know the Word of God for themselves. They don't study. They don't read. They hear, but they don't read. They don't go a little further after a Sunday or after a Wednesday. They don't study on their own. They don't read what God is saying to them. And so Paul had the issue, and the issue is here today. And because the church has infants in the church that don't understand and comprehend the Word of God totally, we're seeing the culture have its effect inside of the church because they have let down their defense because they don't know what God says about certain situations in life. And until you do an in-depth study and find out, well, God takes an offense to that. He takes an offense to that. It's not so much of someone telling you that, is what God says in his word already. You got to believe the word. Look what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church right here. He says, and I, brethren, cannot speak to you as spiritual people, but to as carnal. What does carnal mean? That means people that have no knowledge of God. They're walking in the flesh, and yet they're called believers. Look at this. As babes in Christ. Look what he says. I fed you with milk, not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. Some people, they're not ready to receive God's truth. Why? Because the culture has infiltrated their minds. And now they blend it in with the culture. And when truth comes, they go, I don't know. Is that so? And the enemy has come and did a good job to infiltrate even our mind. Look at this. For until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? So Paul had to bring basically to the church in Corinth basically a tongue lashing, because they were doing so many things contrary to God's word, and he had to write them a letter, and he had to tell them, listen, this is not the ways of the Lord. And the same has happened in our day and time. Nothing's changed in 2,000 years. And so the same thing can happen to us today. How many believe that? Some believers are committed to Christ and growing in spiritual maturity. And I like to honestly say, in this church, there are spiritual, mature saints of God, which I am so thankful to be around. And I hope you like me around you, because it works both ways, amen? And so many of you are dependent on the Holy Spirit, obedient and trusting in the Lord. How many of you trust the Lord? Amen. I think we all trust the Lord in here, right? But there are others who are lustful and immature because they've compromised with the culture and they've adopted to their ideas, their values, and their practices. You see, when you watch enough movies of violence, of killing, and people getting their heads blown off, guess what? When it really happens on the news, you're dull to it. I've seen this in the movies. And yet it should be, our hearts should be broken. A life is gone. One of God's creations is gone and was brutally murdered. You see, Paul told Titus to appoint elders in the churches who'd hold firmly the faithful word, which is accordance with the teaching of the word of God, so that we would be able to exhort sound doctrine and refute those who would come and contradict it. And there are many organizations out there that will contradict the word of God. Can I get amen? Look what Titus 1:9 says. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. You see? I'm not just saying words up here. This is in the word. There's people that want to contradict God's word. And it's written 2,000 years ago. And it's here today. You see, ours is a secular culture, saints of God, dominated by materialism, immorality, sensuality, and perversions of every sort. It's what we have today. And so many of you maybe thought you were going to hear a message, 7 keys to success. No, we got to talk about, there should be sirens going off in our heart. Look what's going on around us.
Yes, that's right.
We need to wake up.
Yes.
We need to wake up. There's churches that are intoxicated with the culture, and they can't see truth. They can't see a lie. And God forbid we slide down that slippery slope. If we cannot stand for truth and holiness and purity and godliness, why are we in church? You see, my friends, people live in defiance of God's law, believing they can do whatever they please without any consequences. Let me tell you, there's consequences. The danger we face, saints of God, is the subtle influence of this culture. It's crept in. It's in our home. It's there. Unfortunately, it's everywhere we turn. Not just in our home, it's in society. My goodness, I went to my bank and I saw the rainbow flag. I know what that was. It's everywhere. The ungodliness is being promoted everywhere. It seeps into our minds through the media, doing its damage in our lives. It's doing damage in our families, our churches with its corrupted philosophies, ideas, and values. The only way, saints of God, to combat this is to cling to God's word. Can I get an amen? Amen. This is why God gave me the best. You need to draw close to God now. There's no time left. We got to draw close to God's word. My goodness. And everything else, we need to let that go. We need to have Teflon faith, where the things of the world slips off you. Like, you ever have a Teflon pan and you put an egg on it, it'll just slip right off? Huh? Or does yours stick and you need a spatula to scrape it off? Huh? All right, use some coconut oil then, and maybe it'll slip off. So, question, why should we hold firmly to God's word? Well, because it's our life now. The Bible says the word of God is alive, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow. You see, God's word is the only living organism in the whole entire world. You can read books after books after books. You can read Dr. Spock. You can read this guy. You could read Einstein. And it's just the book. But when you start reading God's word is alive. It'll just illuminate. God will show you revelation you never seen in your life. And so we also need to look at the nature of the Bible. What is the nature of the Bible? From Genesis to Revelation is all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Can I get an amen? Amen. In the beginning was the Word. Right? In the beginning was the Word. Who's the Word? Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father unless through me. And so we look at it in Genesis, we look at it in John, we look at it in Revelation. Jesus is the Word. So the nature of the Bible is the story of Jesus, the revelation of him to us. And so, saints of God, this book is unique because God is the author. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed that God is the author? A human's not the author. God is the author of the Bible. Man made it convenient to put his word in print so we can have it. Praise God. And so, saints, his spirit, the Holy Spirit, worked through men to record his thoughts in written form. Praise God. The scriptures reveal God to us, the power, the works, the character, the truth, the plan, and the redemption, and the instructions for mankind. Praise God. It's all found in here. And so, my friends, the Bible is the foundation for our beliefs and truth. You see, the world doesn't have truth. They have falsified, they have perverted the truth. But we have the truth. Can I get an amen? We don't live by opinions. I hope you know that. Well, I think this is the way it reads. No, that's your opinion. God's word's already forever settled in heaven. Can I get amen? So we don't live by opinions, but by the principles from God's word that shape our conduct, it shapes our conversation, and it shapes our character. Listen, I didn't become a pastor overnight. I've been on this walk 33 years now. This is a gradual walk. Walking in faith, walking after God's own heart. Listen, God gave a lot of us a heart like David. Why? Out of all the brothers he had, some of them, man, they were just yoked up. They were just like, yeah. And the prophet went by each brother and said, do you have another? Yeah, we got a little scrawny kid watching the sheep. Take me to him. And the stones lit up. On the prophet's chest, he had 12 stones. He goes, this is the one. Why? Because David had a heart after God. And guess what? This is just now Fee 101. What he saw in David, he saw in us. Hallelujah. Jesus. You wouldn't be here. Because you love God, don't you? You love him with all your heart. You wake, listen, to understand truly of being born of God and being a child of God, every morning you wake up, notice you haven't forgot about him. Notice when you wake up, you praise him and glorify him. Why? Because he gave all of his children a measure of faith. To every day believe. To every day remember. To every day that knowing that we are a child of God and we're heaven bound and now there's a hell to shun. He put that in us so that we would never forget who he was because our heart will continually chase after him. How many believe that? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Our heart will continually chase after him because he put that in there. It was him who touched us. It was him who quickened us. Praise God. And one of the things that we learn that the scriptures, let's go back up here. The scriptures are eternal. Amen. Eternal. The Bible says, thy word is forever settled in heaven. It's already forever settled in heaven. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that? Amen. Huh? Aren't you so blessed to know? My goodness. Thank you, God. The eternal. Look what Isaiah wrote about this. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands for what? Forever. And what does forever mean? Forever. It stands forever. God cannot fail us. We fail God, but God cannot fail us. Why? Because his word's already forever settled. And when he chose you from before the foundation of the world, he called you. He appointed you, anointed you, and approved you. You are forever his. Can I get amen? Amen. Come on, we are forever his. Yes. He gave us our AAA card. Praise God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so the culture thinks the Bible's outdated and inadequate for our times that we live in. Why do you think these people are just screaming at the top of their lungs that want to kill babies? Why? Because God is not in their thoughts. God is not in their heart. And they've been infiltrated by the devil. It's a spirit of wickedness that overcome them. And they don't see what we see. They don't hear what we hear. You see, my friends, some people think it's a hate book because they don't want to be convinced regarding of their sinful lifestyle. They don't want to be reminded of that. Oh, how dare you? And see, and they think God's up there with the bat. No. God sent his only begotten son to die for that wickedness. He came and died for all that. But keep praying for them. Some of us know people like that, huh? Some of us can have dinner with our family members. We don't talk about politics and religion here on the table. I get it. Just show the love of Jesus. Show the light of God. Amen. Because let me just say this. One day, they're going to come knocking at your door. Can you pray for me? Oh, sure. Listen, that's not a time to laugh. That's a time to rejoice. Can I get amen? Come on. That's a time now. God has opened up a door, and now you can share the love of God. You can share, yes, God can do, hallelujah, the miraculous in your life. God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. He will open up that crack. He wants us to slip in it and share the love of God. And then by their hand, you lead them to him. Let me take you a little further and let me present you to Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome how it works? But no matter how much God's word is reviled and attacked, saints of God, guess what? It cannot be destroyed. Look, it's still here. It's still here. From Genesis to Revelation. And by the way, if you get to Revelation, you'll see that God has won. God has won. And all the enemies have been defeated. And we will be with him. Can I get amen? So my friends, I need to ask this. What is the purpose of God's word? What's the purpose of God's word? To bring strength. To bring revelation. To bring healing. We're going to have the healing rooms today. To lift you up when you're down. Many of us sometimes fall in despair. And we need God's word to revive us, to help us. And then he sends his spirit upon us. Look, saints of God, the Lord gave us his word so we can be saved. Isn't that something? Hey, just go back to your BC years. You remember when you was doing your thing? You was listening to the beepity bop 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 beepity bop bop bop. All that. Going to the clubs. Shaking it with the best of them. Oh, that's right. Come on, you remember? Oh, okay. I remember. That's right. You guys came out of the chute holy and sanctified, huh? That's right. You were in the dumpster next to a rotten tortilla when God found you. Praise God. Saints, the gospel is the plan of salvation for mankind. It's all in his word. And it's through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all, humbled himself, came to the cross to die for our wickedness, to die for our sins, so that we would have life and life more abundantly. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. And listen, when you realize in your soul, in your spirit, that you have been forgiven eternally from God, you should walk with a different character. Not proudly, but humbly. And knowing that every day I wake up, I have an opportunity to be with him one day, to see him face to face, to be in paradise with him. And it's all done. It was done at the cross. And so, my friends, look at this. God's word is given so that we can live godly lives. It's the instruction manual. You know, some of us, we'll buy a brand new DVD player and then go home and we just try to jam plugs in. And well, wait a minute, the technology's changed. I don't have this cord. I don't have this. Well, guess what? You didn't read the instruction manual. If you read the instruction manual, you'll be able to go ahead and connect it properly, right? Well, God's word is his instruction manual on godly living. Can I get an amen? Amen? Oh, yes, it is. Listen, if you want to learn the ways of God, it's right here. It's already written. Praise God. Saints, as we cling to it, praise God, we'll be transformed by it. Our minds will be renewed, transformed. I believe it's in Romans 12:1, if I can recall. I beseech you, I beseech you therefore, by the mercies of God, let me go there. It's about being transformed, amen? I don't have this on my notes, but I got it here in the Word. Can I get amen? Amen. Who's got Romans 12:1? Who's got Romans 12:1? Come on, Bible scholars. By the yes. Verse 2. You see, I might have been able to quote it line by line, but that scripture was in me. Because God put it there for recall. For recall. Can I get amen? And he's downloaded his word in all of us. I beseech you, brethren, look at this. Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Thank you, brother. So we can live godly lives. Saints of God, the Lord gave us scripture so we could understand the truth and be able to defend the faith. How many of you can honestly defend the faith to an unbeliever? If it, an agnostic, a total unbeliever, unregenerated, try to convince you there's no God, how do you defend it? You could tell him all kinds of things, but you got to show him in the Word. Can I get amen? Because there's a lot of atheists. Before I gave my heart to Christ, I was a full-blown atheist. I used to try to convince people there was no God. I remember we used to go down to Ensenada. Before Ensenada, there was a beach out there, and we used to, Clam Beach, I think, and we used to go out, right, have parties. Just parties and parties out there. A sea of Corona bottles out there. Oh, yeah, man. You know, we used to ride our three-wheelers at night and do all that. And I remember we used to gather around the fire, and I used to try to convince people there was no God. And my brother G just got saved. He just got saved. And G came down there with his Bible. And so I went into the tent. I went to go load up my bullet again. And Patsy came in and says, Fee, don't go outside no more. I go, why? Your brother wants to beat you up. For what? He goes, you're trying to tell people there's no God. So I ended up staying in there the whole night. My brother G was the kind of guy, in order to whoop him, you have to knock him out. He'll just keep coming. I seen him fight big old guys, much bigger than him, like three times his size, and he just keeps coming. I didn't want to deal with that. That was not on the agenda for that night. But that's the unbelieving mind. Until God gets a hold of you, and then he transforms your mind. Can I get amen? Amen? To the image of his son. Praise God. Praise God. Listen, we have to understand the power of God's word. God's word is full of power. Can I get amen? Amen. We got time, sister. I saw you looking. Don't worry. Don't worry. The food ain't going nowhere. Saints, because the Lord is almighty, his word is true. Can I get amen? It has the power to change lives and help us live what God desires of our life. Look at these statements that I'm putting up here. And let me expound and touch on them. Number one, it provides hope and help during hardship. How many of you have been through hardship? Well, God is able to lift you from that hardship. Can I get amen? God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. God is able to drop money in that wallet that only has a dollar. God will open up doors that you could not imagine. Some of our hopes and desires of things in life, which are good, there's a lot of good and holy things on this earth that he provided for us, and we desire those things, and then God does something out of the ordinary. He opens up a door, and when he opens up that door, he says, walk in and serve me gladly. Hallelujah. Look at this. It gives guidance and wisdom. How many of us need wisdom? Or are you like Peter, who puts his 12-foot shoe in his mouth all the time? Oh, God, give me wisdom and how I can speak to my brother, how I can speak to my sister without offending them, that you could give me wisdom to help them. We're ready to tear down, but can you build up? Can you build up that person's life when they're going through? Or are you one of Job's friends? Well, I think you're in sin. Next time you try that, I hope that person comes out with a little card, and so are you. Listen, the word of God, it lifts our burdens. How many of you have been burdened down? Huh? I'm talking, the weight is so heavy. You can't even see up. You can't even turn to the left or the right. You don't even want to leave your room. And we find ourselves, huh, in that situation. Well, God's word will lift the burden. Because Jesus says, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, I will give you rest for your soul. Come unto me, he says. He says, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Come on, come to Jesus, run to him. He will comfort you in the times of your troubles. Praise God, look at this. The word of God, it brings us joy, peace, confidence, and courage. Can I get amen? Amen. Confident. We need confidence in this council culture. Yes. And we need God's joy to sustain us. Yes. Right now, I'm filled with a lot of joy right now. You know why? Because I'm privileged to bring his word. And when you're privileged to bring God's word and he trusts you with his word, he fills you with great joy. Yes. Hallelujah. That's what he does for his servants. The worship team this morning, I just saw joy on them. Why? Because they've been privileged to sing for God. They were called from their mother's womb to be like David. Praise God. And pray for them. You know why? Because they're the ones that get the most attacks. And guess what? Guess what God's word does as well? It keeps us from sin. It keeps us from sin. See, when we read God's word and we find the things that this world has to offer, and then we believe God's, God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want this that offends you. Oh God, guard my heart, guard my eyes, guard my ears. And he'll keep you from that. Thank you, Lord. That hour of temptation. Because we're all going to be tempted. King David wrote it best. I have treasured your word in my heart so that I might not what? Sin against you. He was conscious of that. And God had to bring him that revelation that if we hide God's word in our heart, that scripture that I asked you guys to find, it was hidden in my heart. But God allowed me to bring it to recall. Because we should be about God's word. Amen? Look at this. It brings us back to God when we stray. How many of you know people that have strayed from God? I'm here to let you know that God is married to the backslider. Can I get an amen? God will leave the 99 and go get that one. But a lot of times, you just got to just cut your ties and let God deal with them. Can I get an amen? You've nurtured them. You raised them up in the faith. And now they're on their own and they think they're doing what they please to do. But let me just say this. There's going to be a come a day when they will call. I need help. And you will be there for them. To encourage them. To lift them up. Can I get an amen? Why? Because I know a lot of wayward folk. They started out running. And now they're having a time in darkness. All I got to do is pray for them. Pray for them. Look at this. It also equips us to identify and refute error so we can guard ourselves from false doctrines and ideas.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, that's right. There's the doctrine of Arminianism. How many are familiar with the Arminian doctrine? You think. But that doctrine teaches you fear. I mean, not the fear of the Lord, but a different kind of fear, that you're scared. It teaches you that you could just have ungodly thoughts and God will send you to hell. That he will remove his salvation from you. Man, that is a lie. I've been walking 33 years, and this has not been a perfect walk. I've stumbled, and I fell, and I've been scraped off the ground with his spiritual spatula. He cleansed me and says, keep moving. Amen. I'm with you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You got to have the confidence that God is with you, and what he started in you, he will complete it. Well, that's right. He didn't make mistakes when he created us. Did you know that you are loved? You are adorned by God? And he has a plan for every one of us? A mighty plan. A plan we cannot even comprehend right now. And so we just need to keep walking in faith. I'm walking after you, God. What you've done for me. What you've done for my family. What you've done in my life. And guess what? He's not done yet. Because he's going to bring those other ones that are not with you right now. You got to just imagine and picture that right next to you is going to be the one that you've been praying for. They're going to be sitting to your right, to your left, and behind you. And they're going to be worshiping and praising God. Come on, you have to believe God for that. Don't look at their shortcomings. Don't look at the misery that they're in. Don't even look at all the sin that they're in. You got to look at them that they're next to you praising God. And one day, soon and very soon, God's going to come and he's going to break through. He's going to have a breakthrough with them. Can I get an amen? And this is why we need to pray and fast for them. That God is going to do a miraculous thing in their life. And we will be there with open arms to receive them. Can I get an amen? God wants to do a breakthrough in people's lives. And you got to believe God for that. You know, we believe things for us, and I get that, but you need to believe things for them. Because God's able. Someone prayed for you. Turn to your neighbor and say, someone prayed for you. My uncle, my cousin that's here, they knew that when I was growing up as a kid, I was spoiled by my grandmother. But you know what she instilled in me? Childlike faith. Every time I got sick, she would just come and pray for me. And just that demonstration of faith in Christ it went a long ways later on in life. But she would always pray for me. I always share my testimony that when I got saved and the Holy Spirit came upon me, the floodgates were just, tears were just rolling. Just, I couldn't stop crying. And I had a recall that moment that the last time I cried like that, it was one of those cries like, you know, I'm not talking a deep cry, man. You're just not, you know those ones. I was one having one of them cries. And the last time I cried like that when I got saved was when my grandmother passed. The only difference, it wasn't tears of sorrow, it was tears of joy. Because God lifted a million tons from me. He set me free. And God's going to do the same thing for the loved ones in your life. He's going to set them free. You got to believe God for that. You got to believe that the culture has no power, hallelujah, over the word of God. God's the ultimate authority. And you watch what he will do. He's going to do it because it gives us assurance. We sing that song, Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a, you know, I'm not a worship singer, so I'll let our worship people up here sing that song one day. But my friends, God is the one who gives us that blessed assurance. And guess what? How many believe that he has equipped many of you? Amen. Look at this. It equips us to serve God in various ways. Some of you are awesome servants of the Most High God. How do you serve? You have people serving by singing song and playing instrument. You have those who pray. You have those who greet. You have those who just serve without being asked because we are called to be servants. You know, Jesus came to serve and not to be served. Servants. Listen, God's word needs to be an anchor. How many believe his word needs to be an anchor in our life? God's word is our anchor in a corrupt culture. We said enough about the culture, but God's word is an anchor. And once the anchor hits the ground, that ship cannot stray away. That's why they have an anchor, so it could stay put as the sea goes to and fro. God's word is our anchor. It doesn't allow us to stray. Can I get amen? And so, saints, the world does its best to drag us away from the Lord. How many of you can honestly say you've been tugged by the enemy at one time or another? Huh? You've been tugged by old Slewfoot. Oh, hell yes. But I want you to let you know, he can tug you at you, but he cannot steal your salvation. Can I get amen? You're forever the Lord's. And God will bring deliverance when it's time. Oh, sometimes God will use old Slewfoot to teach you a lesson. Oh, that's right. Do you know old Slewfoot is useful in God's hand? Oh, yeah, we know he's the enemy. And we all know that he's going to be tossed into the lake of fire. We all know that. But God will use Slewfoot sometimes to get your attention. My goodness. You see, my friends, this is why we need to cling closer to Jesus. Why? It's because we need to look at having unwavering faith. How many of you have unwavering faith? You know what that means? Despite of what's going on in your life, you're still going to have faith in Christ. I don't care what you're going through. We've all gone through stuff in life. Some of us are going through right now. Can I get amen? But can you still believe God? Despite of the circumstance. You see, my friends, doubts regarding the truth of God's word usually arise when we dismiss the verses and passages that forbid what we want to do or command what we don't want to do. What? And so before long, saints, if we come in for a close, some people love to rewrite the Bible and put scriptures for their own selfish gain. But God's word needs to be applied to our life, right? Applying scriptures to our lives. And here are some practical things as we close. Yep, we're getting ready. I was told, can you be obedient and close by 12? Yes, I will. And so, what are some practical ways we can hold firmly to God's word? What are some practical things we can do in the culture we live in? What are some of the things? Okay, I'm going to go quickly over these. Number one, read it very carefully. Don't just skim it. You know what? Don't just, I'm an Evelyn speed reader. Yeah, I read that chapter tonight. No, meditate on, man, just take it in. Let it be food for your soul. Study, meditate on it daily. Can I get amen? Daily. And study it seriously. Okay, if God said it, then I'm going to believe it, then I'm going to apply it, and then I'm going to walk in it. Can I get amen? And this is what King David found out. Believe it wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. You know, there's some people that went to the healing rooms and got a word, and they believed it wholeheartedly, and God brought it to pass because they believed God. They believed it with their heart. This is my word. I'm holding on to this. Can I get amen? And obey it. Learn to obey it consistently. Oh, I'm going to be good today, but you know what? Tomorrow it looks like a good day. I'm going to sin. What? Yeah, it's Friday night. I'm going to go hang out. Obey it consistently. Can I get amen? Amen? And then learn to apply it personally. Make this a personal salvation. Can I get amen?
Yes.
He saves us all, but guess what? It's one-on-one with you and the Savior. And then once you're walking in his ways and you're doing the best you can, share it confidently. Share it with confidence. Tell people about the love of God. Tell people, you know what? I know you don't like coming to church, and I get that. But I want to let you know, despite of how you believe right now, Jesus still loves you. And I love you too. And you let the light shine. See, a lot of people you invite to church, they won't come. We get it. Don't beat them on the head because they're not here. Don't do that. That's the worst thing you can do is beat them on the head. You need to come to church. I used to watch Sanford and Son. Remember, what's that one lady? Yeah, Esther, you devil. Yeah, man, you need to come to church, you heathen. Remember, that's not what you do. You love them. You tell them God has the best yet to come for your life. And so, saints of God, what happens? What happens if we don't cling to the scripture? What happens, saints? What happens to us? Everything that we just went over this morning, what happens to us if we just do this? Yeah, I'll find sometime tomorrow, maybe. And then tomorrow comes, and then another day goes by, and, oh, well, I'll just pick it up with Pastor on Sunday. What happens? I'll go quickly. The culture gets our attention. Look at this. Other things begin to influence us. I don't have time to expound it because I want to be obedient to the time. The world wins our affections. The world wins our affections. Look at this. Our focus is redirected from the Lord to the culture. My goodness. Cultural topics dominate our conversation now instead of God's word. The world influences our dress. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Our choice of music is influenced. I'm not gonna say the brother's name. Some brother I know, you know, he's a believer. And I was on the street and he happened to roll up, didn't know it was me. And he had blasting bleepity blah blah bloop bloop blah 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 blah. You know, kaboosh, you know, and just kaboom, boom. You know, that those speakers were just, the whole neighborhood heard that. And when he looked at me, I looked at him, he lowered it. Hi, Pastor Fee. What's up, brother? Have a blessed day. Yeah, man, he's working on his testimony, right? Don't worry, I won't put him on blast because some of you will probably know him. Listen, look at this. The culture steals the money we once gave to the Lord's work. Oh, I'm just going to go party. I'm going to spend it on this. Instead of dropping it into the ministry so that it can grow, it's now redirected to the world. You know what's so blessed? You know what I'm so blessed? An amazing grace here. I don't have to finagle. I don't have to remind. We don't have a sermon on tithing before the sermon. Have you been there? You know what? You guys are all precious and God is glorified in the midst of his people. Can I get an amen? Amen. He supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And I'm very thankful to be a part of a church that doesn't have to beg. Can I get an amen? Why? Because he's wealthy. And we're his children. We need to walk in that wealth. Can I get an amen? We got to walk in what he has given us. Thank you, God. And he has blessed all of us. Look at this. We alter agendas to make time for worldly pursuits. This is what we cannot do, saints. And look at this. Here's the one where I truly believe there's ministries like the Rock Church has a ministry for this, what I'm going to show you. But it's an epidemic in the church. We fill our minds with sensual, immoral thoughts. Did you know that there's people that are bound up in pornography? Yeah. In the church. Yeah. Old Slewfoot made it convenient. You don't have to hide. And remember on, I believe it was on National Avenue in National City, on 8th and National, there was the Paris cat. I won't say the other word. And there'll be and right across the street was Mario's Pizza. So when we were kids, we would go in there, pick up the torpedoes and the pizza, right? And we would look at all the Navy guys go in that place. And they were always. Now that same thing is on the phone. The devil said, you know what? I'll hide you from your shame. You can do this in the privacy of your room. And yet that'll draw you away from God. It'll corrupt you. Those things will corrupt you. And then what happens? Our witness is ruined. Our witness is ruined. And ultimately, this is where it leads us into idolatry. So saints, this is a time where we truly need to take heed to God's word. I'm just the mailman delivering the mail this morning. Please don't return it to the sender. Return the sender. Remember that? Undress unknown. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. And I just want you to know that, number one, some of these things we talked about, sometimes it's bitter in our mouth, but then it goes down like honey. It's good for us. We need to see what time it is. We need to know that God's word is forever settled in heaven and that God loves us unconditionally. Aren't you so blessed to know that God loves you unconditionally? And all we have to do is do what he asked us to do, found in the Gospels, to love thy Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. And the whole 614 laws in the Old Testament hinge on those right there. Because we can't keep the law, because the law was not kept to be, it was not meant to be kept, because the Bible says if we break one of them, we've broken them all. But here's what I love about God. When you love him with all your heart, soul, and mind, this is where the grace of God overtakes us and covers us, because we love him so much that his grace will cover our shortcomings. And he gave us an advocate. He gave us a way to cleanse ourselves when we do fall short, because we're going to fall short. Absolutely. Nothing's going to keep us from sinning in this world, in this body we live in. Until we are changed and we're like him, we're not going to live in perfection in this body. But he gave us an advocate. He gave us an attorney to go before us, and that's Jesus. And the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the love of God. That's the grace of God we have. And so, I tell you what blessed my heart today. When the worship team was playing the offering song, I went to the fellowship hall and I was leaving it. I was coming out into the sidewalk. And I must have saw at least 10 children. And that touched my heart. You know why? Because God spoke to me and said, that's the next church. God is raising up. That's going to be the next church. We need to leave them a legacy. Can I get amen? We need to leave them hope and faith. Yes. We need to let them know that God loves them. Yes. And maybe they'll have more of God than we ever did at that age. And that God would further protect them as they come and receive God. And so, Facebook and YouTube, if you are watching us and if this word ministered to you, maybe, just maybe, you never given your heart to Christ. I'm going to ask by faith that you would receive Jesus by faith right now. And all you have to do is ask him to come into your heart. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to cleanse you and wash you. And watch God do the miraculous. If that's you, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you, that you would receive the love of God and the grace of God, and that God would be high and lifted up in your life, and that you would start a brand new life. If that's you, bow your heart and your head and pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is he worthy? Come on, is he worthy? Hallelujah.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.